Thanks for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange. We always appreciate when you're here, and there is much to celebrate in the month of November. The return of rain, we hope, the advent of the holiday everyone celebrates, Thanksgiving, and a passel of arts events to take in. But let's acknowledge that November can be a bit dark and gloomy in the region. So let's bring in the master of dark and gloomy, Morrissey. Put out of my mind. Morrissey, buddy, cheer up. We have a lot of great arts events to talk about in this month's First Friday Arts segment. We invited arts organizations from across the region, pretty much anybody having anything to do with arts events on stages or in galleries, to call in and talk up their events. If that sounds like you, call in. The number is 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. Don't wait. We do have lines open right now. So let's get things started. First on the line is Howard from No Shame Theater in Eugene. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday. Oops, I forgot to push the button. There we go. Howard, welcome to No Shame. Welcome to First Friday. You're No Shame.
Yes. I'm calling to promote tonight's First Friday performance of No Shame, Eugene. This is a show where anybody can enter in by 7:30 and fill in a form to be included in our show, which has 15 acts, each one 5 minutes, and you can perform either sketch, monologue, poetry, or a song, or dance if you have it, and all you need to do is just come in by 7:30 to fill in our forms so you can be included in the show. Now, during that time that you fill the form out, we're having an opening act from 7:30 to 8. The actual No Shame part of the show starts at 8 o'clock. And the location is at the Atrium Building on the northeast corner of 10th and Olive, directly across from the LTD bus station. And well, we all hope you'll arrive there. And
so this is, I think you've mentioned in the past, this is not necessarily a family kind of show. Is that right, Howard?
Well, okay, let me explain that. The first part of it is family show, but during the course of the show, someplace in the middle of the show, there'll be a sound effect of the Jaws theme that will signal that we're switching over from pre-shark to post-shark. And that means we're going over to a little bit more to the PG-13 to maybe a bit of NC-17, R-rated a bit. So it's the earlier part of the show where it's more, I guess you might call, family friendly.
Okay, but you have that Jaws theme that lets people know it's about to turn a little darker, a little edgier.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, sounds fun. So sign up by 7:30. That's the case at the Atrium Building.
Yes.
Okay, No Shame Theater. Always good to hear from you, Howard. Thanks for joining us once again on First Friday on the Jefferson Exchange. 800-838-3760 if you'd like to get onto the exchange on this First Friday Arts segment. 800-838-3760. Let's take another call from Barbara at Liberty Arts in Wairika. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Oh, thank you, Jeffrey. And at Liberty Arts Wairika, we're honored to present Fragments, an Archaeology of Memory. It's on now until November 30th. And this is the centerpiece exhibition for the Countywide Veterans in the Arts Initiative. And that's a program of the Siskiyou County Arts Council. And it's based on retrieved bits of memory from two Vietnam veteran artists and their experiences in Vietnam. The first artist is Dennis Smith, who's the initiator and sculptor of the Living Memorial Sculpture Gardens in Highway 97 near Weed. I'm sure many JPR listeners may have seen his huge, powerful sculptures and his bronze vignettes or attended ceremonies there. And on Memorial Day, well, the pieces on show at the gallery are much smaller, and they're on loan from individuals' private collections just for this exhibit. And the other artist is Kendall Johnson from Southern California. And since Vietnam, he's become a well-known abstract artist, a poet, a writer, and a shrink. Each piece of his art, of which is about 20, it's mixed medium, and it specializes in layering, a textural technique that he says helps express the uncovering and discovery of these memory fragments from the Vietnam experience. And each piece is accompanied by a writing, very moving, sort of poetic writing. And there's a documentary filming of this Veterans Initiative in progress, and hopefully that will go on tour early next year. And a piece of his writing, if I may read.
Yeah, go ahead.
From the Miles North series, number 28. Some days I just sit and listen. Muted shouts, falling rain, wondering about Vin Mok. Ancient history, perhaps artillery, complicity, echoes in deep darkness. So as you can tell, it's very moving and very powerful stuff. The art is fabulous. He's a member of the Layering Society and very well known down in Southern California.
The Layering Society?
Yes. He's a layerist. His work is very textural, and a lot of it is done in layers, which sort of shows all the depths to go to retrieve some of the memories. But it's all abstract, and it's very, very well done.
You mentioned there's a whole veterans project going on through the month in Siskiyou County.
Well, the Veterans Initiative is it's countywide, and it's sort of in progress, and it will culminate in a sort of a touring documentary film being filmed by Mark Oliver and other people. And this artist, Kendall Johnson, has contributed some talk and insight and, of course, you know, talking about his art and pictures of his art. And so this will be featuring a number of veterans who are poets, artists, or other things, and it'll be put together and hopefully go on tour next year.
All right, very appropriate for the month that contains Veterans Day, which, of course, is a week from Sunday on November 11th. Oh, that's right. This is the this is also the 100th anniversary of the end of the First World War on this November 11th. So
there's this huge initiative, and Lou Jean Whitley and some other people have been in the Siskiyou Arts Council have been, you know, trying to get this together and put it on. Yeah. It out. So we're featuring the two artists. I don't know if people have seen Dennis Smith's powerful bronzes out there in the Memorial Gardens. I'm sure there's going to be a ceremony out there to this Memorial Day.
I have seen them online, but not in person. They are quite bold works.
Very, very much. And the ones in the gallery are, you know, small, very small, because they're in people's personal collections. And so we greatly thank people who have loaned them for this exhibit.
All right, that's at Liberty Arts on Minor Street in Yreka.
Yes, 108 West Minor.
All right, thank you so much, Barbara. Good to talk to you again on First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Phone lines are open at First Friday Arts. You can tell us about arts events coming to your region. Lengthen our list of things going on for the month of November. I suspect a few people are laying back because they have big goings on in December, when, of course, everything seems to be going on as we get up to Christmas season. Join us, though, 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760, to take part in this First Friday Arts segment. Let's take another call. This goes to Valerie at the Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland. Welcome back to the Exchange on First Friday.
Hi, thanks, Jeffrey. So we actually have a lot of things going on in November. We have three events. We are finishing up our run of Steve Martin's comedy Picasso at the La Panne Agile. That closes on November 11th. We've been selling really well for that, but we do have tickets left, especially for our Saturday matinee this weekend. And then on Wednesday, November 7th, we have the very last one-night-only show, which is going to be the Hamazons. And they are a three women who do a full-length improv show. So they are very popular and very hilarious. I don't know that they have any tickets left, but every once in a while, they will have a couple tickets left last minute for that. And that's Wednesday, November 7th. And then on the 21st of November, we open our holiday show, which is Every Christmas Story Ever Told. So basically it takes three
I love
actors.
The title right there.
Well, it's three actors who are tired of doing A Christmas Carol, and so they decide to try to do Every Christmas Story Ever Told in about an hour and 10 minutes. So it's very funny, and three actors trying to get through a whole bunch of different things, kind of like Shakespeare, Unabridged, I guess, believe it's, or Abridged.
Oh, the complete works of Shakespeare Abridged?
Yes, yes, where they try to, the three actors try to get through as comically and quickly as they can the entire canon of Shakespeare. So, but this is all the Christmas stories that you know. And so that starts November 21st and runs all the way through December 31st. So that's what we're doing at the Cabaret in November.
Is every Christmas story ever told a musical?
There is plenty of music in it. I wouldn't call it a musical, but there's every Christmas carol ever sung in it. And there is the Die Hard ballet set to the Nutcracker.
you really do mean every Christmas story ever told.
Uh-huh. And then there is also, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year is in there, and a couple of different other Christmas songs you'll recognize.
Oh, that sounds very fun. Okay, that starts November 21st, you say?
Yes.
Okay, every Christmas story ever told. Who's in it, by the way?
Every Christmas story ever told has Stephen Klein, who was Einstein in Picasso's Upon a Gilles. He was also in 39 Steps for Us. He was in Baskerville. He's he reminds me of Robin Williams. He is a character genius, and he is so funny. He's a very popular cast member. We're also bringing back Katie Worley Beck, who was in Cabaret for Us. She was in Chicago. She was in 9 to 5. She played Judy in 9 to 5, the lead character in that, and we are happy to have her back again. And we have a new cast member. Her name is Elise Moore, and she is from California, and she works a lot. She's also a comedian and a singer, so she works a lot in California. So we're happy to have these wonderful three people.
All right. Sounds like a lot of fun on stage. Every Christmas story ever told starting on November 21st. You got the Amazons on November 7th, and you still have Picasso at the La Panne à Gilles playing until when?
Till November 11th.
Okay. A big month, of course, as always, at the Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland. Valerie, always good to talk to you.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
All right, take it easy. Phone lines open. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. Kristen Kessler at the Rogue Valley Symphony usually calls in live for First Friday Arts, but apparently had a conflict this time. Asked if she could pre-record, and here's what she sent us.
At the end of November, the Rogue Valley Symphony will be presenting its Masterworks 3 concerts. Concerts will be on November 30th in Medford, December 1st in Ashland, and December 2nd in Grants Pass. We've had a change in our soloist for the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto, and it will now be the very talented Alexander Sitkovetsky traveling straight from London to the Rogue Valley for his symphony performances.
Kristen explains that the original featured soloist has a hand injury that she needs to rest. So we pulled up a clip of Alexander Sitkovetsky, and it seems like he's probably a pretty good replacement on the violin. Alexander Sitkovetsky stepping in as violin soloist with the Rogue Valley Symphony for the late November, early December concerts. Here's Kristen Kessler with the rest of what's on the program.
Also on this program is a piece by Raymond Horton in remembrance of Martin Luther King Jr. entitled Make Gentle the Life of This World. It uses the actual recorded speech by Robert Kennedy made on the night of King's assassination. Dvorak's beautiful Eighth Symphony will round out the program. Our concerts will be presented in Medford on Friday, November 30th at 7:30 p.m. at the Criterion Theater, in Ashland on Saturday, December 1st at 7:30 p.m. at the SOU Music Recital Hall, and in Grants Pass on Sunday, December 2nd at 3 p.m. at the Grants Pass Performing Arts Center. Please visit our website at rvsymphony.org or call our box office at 541-708-6400 for Rogue Valley Symphony tickets. Thank you.
That is Kristen Kessler from the Rogue Valley Symphony, who pre-recorded her message to us on her phone because she couldn't get here live. We still have some phone lines open for you at 800-838-3760 if you'd like to join our First Friday Arts segment. But since the lines are empty at the moment, let us resort to going to a November song from the Waterboys, a song called November Tale.
In the gray November light, she was older, still alluring. Her hair graying longer than it ever had been during the days we loved and slept. in her bed of painted wood, in the little place she kept, in a crumbling neighborhood. We walked along a while, like we were old companions, but I could feel the gulf between us, yawning like a canyon. She with her church and code, her extravagant beliefs, be a creature of the road, a child of dust and grief. Meet me on the mad parade when the midnight bells are chiming. We'll dress up as the Harlequin and the clown. Pile all the blunders that we've made in a tower too tall for climbing, and we'll burn the damn thing down. She smoked a cigarette and blew smoke rings at the ceiling. Said if your problem is long-standing, man, then why don't you try kneeling? By your face I see you're still a sinner in the mist, setting up your little will as king in place of his. I said I've heard about sin down the long wheels of ages, a cracked book of lies with a thousand twisted pages. Then I looked her in the eye and asked her clear and plain, if your religion was a lie, then what would remain? She said, I've got my beating heart and I've two loving hands to heal with, and there's nothing in my day that I ain't got the strength to deal with. I said, darling, I profess the same applies to me, and as for all the rest, we agree to disagree.
Waterboys with November Tale, wrapping up this week's edition, this month's edition of First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Thanks to the folks who called, and we hope you have good events coming up in the month of November. A big December First Friday Arts coming, no doubt.